This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Midwest Regional Black Family Reunion gets underway tomorrow. This is going to be the 28th year for the three-day event, which attracts thousands of people of all ages each year. And joining us to discuss the Midwest Regional Black Family Reunion, publisher of the Cincinnati Herald, Jan Michelle Lemon Kearney. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Jan Michelle, so good to see you this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
How did the Black Family Reunion get its start? I mean, 1989,
right. Well, and actually, I can tell you it started across the country in 1986 and then came to Cincinnati in 1989. And the reason is Dr. Dorothy Height, who was chair of the National Council of Negro Women, just got really tired of all the negativity and people talking about the vanishing Black family. So she wanted a culturally based, really positive event to celebrate Black family values. And so she started the Black Family Reunion, and the Midwest Black Family Reunion in Cincinnati started here in 1989. So you're right, it's the 28th year, and it's fantastic. It's a three-day celebration.
Also joining us this afternoon, the producer for the Black Family Reunion, and also the CEO of I Hear Music, Tracy Artist. Tracy, good to see you this afternoon.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Tracy, how much has this event grown over the years? Can the two of you kind of expound on that some?
Oh, I was young when I first saw it. My mom was working at Procter & Gamble, and I was a college student, actually, at Ohio University. And I can remember coming back here and just seeing the event, and it was huge. So I will be honest, it has grown in a lot of areas. Like, we've added new pavilions and maybe some new features. But the size of it, honestly, was always large. There were a lot of people involved in the early years, because Dorothy Height was still alive, and she would make trips here to Cincinnati, and she worked closely with the Love Brothers. Ross Love had a lot to do with the beginning of the Black Family Reunion. So did Steve Reese, who sits on the board for my company. But she had a lot of relationships. Curtis Fuller, who's a friend of mine, will host the breakfast tomorrow. And Jan, I'm sure you can remember, her first trips here.
It's always been fantastic. I remember Dr. Height holding my son in 2004, and he's now 12 years old. So, yeah, and I remember meeting Reverend Jesse Jackson back in 1989 at the Black Family Reunion when it first started. So, I mean, really, it's a great event. And you know, the fantastic thing about it is lots of families invite their out-of-town family members. So people come from all over the country, not just the region, but all over the country. And so that brings millions of dollars into the city of Cincinnati. You know, there's a lot of spending that goes on because of all the people who come in for the Black Family Reunion.
Yeah, we have this year a lot of people that are coming in. We're seeing a lot of people from the Southeast, Tennessee and Kentucky and Georgia and Florida. We've gotten a lot of calls to the office, and a lot of our vendors come from all over the country. We have over 100 booths in different pavilions this year. So we're excited about it. It's our 28th year. You guys talked a little bit about the Heritage Breakfast.
It's hard to believe it's been 28
years. Yeah, 28 years. Yeah.
We were kind of adding up, and I said, okay, Mark, I'm going to take your word for it. But he's right. It's 28 years.
Am I thinking right there, Tracy?
Oh, no, this is the 28th year of the Midwest Regional Black Family Reunion. And Cassandra Robinson, who is the director emeritus, a beautiful lady, she gets the credit for keeping it going all these years in the city, because we're the only one of the major cities left.
Right.
All the other ones, crime, funding, and no succession plan is what plagued some of the other cities. But when Cassandra knew that her time was winding up, she came to me and just said, shadow me for a couple years. And I was honored to accept the torch, if you will. But it takes a lot of people to put on this event every year. I have over 100 volunteers and about 25 staff persons that work with me. I start as soon as it's over. They start in January. But I start as soon as it's over thinking about
planning
talent.
One, right?
Getting ready for the next year.
I mean, like, I've already paid the deposit to Sawyer Point for 2017. You have to.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be that far ahead.
So that'll be year 29.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. You have any idea how many of the attendees are young people?
Oh, a lot of them. I mean, I don't know if Tracy has numbers on that, but I mean, the great thing about the Midwest Black Family Reunion is it's all ages. I mean, from babies through the elderly, and there's something for everyone.
And we have two pavilions for them. We have one pavilion that the AKAs put on every year for children. So that would be kids 12 and under. And then we have another pavilion right across from the tennis courts and one of our amphitheaters for our youth and young adult. About 30% of the people that come out are 18 or under. But there's a lot of programming for them. They have a lot of fun. This year we have Home Depot out. They have a whole craft area. The Cincinnati Reds will be doing giveaways. The AKA's theme this year for the children is a carnival. So they'll be able to, you know, do everything from get inside a bouncy house to
so much fun.
Painting. Clowns will be there. So there's something for everybody in the park.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you know, I also wanted to emphasize it's not just for Black families. It's for everybody. I mean, it's for everyone. It's multicultural. So we want to emphasize that everybody's invited and welcome to come. I mean, there's something for everyone.
Well, Jan Michelle, what makes the event so relevant? What makes it important?
Well, families are really the backbone of our country, and so we need strong families. And so what the Black Family Reunion does is celebrate families in general. We talk about issues of concern, and we also celebrate all the positive things going on. So, and families can be defined in many different ways. There's no one way to do that. People define their own families. And so, you know, they come down, they celebrate together, you know, they eat together, go to the health screenings. I mean, the health part is very important. There's a job fair. I know we're going to go through a list of different things going on, starting with the breakfast on Friday morning with Reverend Otis Moss.
He's the keynote speaker.
And I know people know that he used to be here in Cincinnati in Woodlawn.
Mount Zion. He was in Lachlan first. He was my pastor when I was a little girl.
Oh, was he? Oh.
So we first started out in Lachlan, and then he drew up the plans to the next building, which is now in Woodlawn. And my mother's been a life member there at Mount Zion Baptist Church. So I got a chance to come in contact with him at a very early age, a phenomenal speaker, a civil rights activist. When Martin Luther King came to Cincinnati, that was one of his stops, Mount Zion when it was in Lachlan.
Right. Yeah, he used to co-pastor with Dr. King in Atlanta. We should mention mm-hmm. Tracy's mom, because I don't know, I didn't realize for a long time that Mayor Susan Farley Upton is Tracy's mom. I didn't even make that connection for years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My mother's the mayor of Woodlawn, and I grew up in a phenomenal home, and she always was very, very involved in the community and made sure that we gave back as well. So love my mom, and she'll be here with us all weekend. So Reverend Moss, after he left our church, Jan, went down to Ebenezer and became the pastor of Ebenezer. But he said it didn't take him long to figure out that if Daddy King was still alive, he was still going to pastor that church. So he actually came back to us for a little while and then went on to Cleveland, Ohio, where he retired from a couple years ago. So this is his second time as the keynote speaker at the Black Family Union Heritage Breakfast. It's going to be a Word of Deliverance church this year. Bishop Bobby Hilton is a board member for the nonprofit that puts it on, which is called Jazz Jordan Incorporated. And so
named after Tracy's children. I think that's so wonderful. Yeah. I love that.
I'm just going to leave it to them.
You were fortunate. Sounds like your family was a strong family.
Oh, absolutely.
With younger people, is it tough to get that message across to them about the value of family, the value of unity?
I think sometimes it is. It depends on their background. So a lot of times when you're talking to kids who have come out of a strong family, it's not that hard to get the message across because they understand it. But when you're talking to people, and that was what Dorothy Height founded this on, when you're talking to people who were raised by a grandmother, there may be some ill feelings there because maybe their mother or father wasn't in the picture. But what I try to convey to everybody is you still had a family unit. And that's what Dr. Height was saying. She heard a journalist say, it looks as though the Black family is going away. And she said, no, our family unit may just look different than yours,
right,
but we're still together. So united and strong, that theme God laid on my heart for this year, because I want people to know that we're standing united and strong. And while we do welcome everybody, I don't make any excuse for saying this. We are celebrating the African-American family, but all families are welcome.
And there's lots to celebrate.
And I want to hit on a couple more of the highlights. We've got about a minute left here. So who's headlining, Tracy?
Cameo. Cameo Ooh. Will be our headliner down at the park tomorrow evening. But I always sprinkle in local talent. We have a group from the city by the name of Radio Black that will be opening for Cameo. We also have a DJ battle, old school music and new school music. We have Josh Harden, who is a junior at Howard University in Washington, D.C., flying back into the city to represent the new school. And then Charles Randolph, who hails from Cincinnati, who ironically works at the Pentagon and lives in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So I brought some people back to the city who I know love what they do. So they'll have the DJ battle. On Sunday, we have Grammy Award winning artist Donnie McClurkin.
Ooh.
Phenomenal. And we have a lot of open
acts. A lot of other things. Mm-hmm. Well, and we have a link at WVXU.org so people can go to that.
Yeah.
And they can see all the events that are going to go on at the Black Family
Starting
Reunion.
Friday morning.
Real quickly, too, the job fair. When is that? Where is that? And
Sharonville Convention Center tomorrow.
On Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And people should come dressed appropriately and bring their resume. There are jobs to be had, so go get them.
And how many organizations are going to be represented at this job fair?
Over 25 companies will have booths set up, and it's something to see. Every year when I go, I'm real excited about seeing the Cincinnati-based companies, Jan, that are here and want to hire people that live in our city.
Tracy and Jan Michelle, thank you so much for joining me this
afternoon. Thank you, Mark. It's going to be great. We will see you there.
Midwest Regional Black Family Reunion producer and I Hear Music CEO Tracy Artist, and the publisher of the Cincinnati Herald, Jan Michelle Lemon Kearney. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll review and discuss the people, stories, and events that affected the tri-state this week. We'll present an in-depth look at the developments behind the headlines with editors and reporters from WVXU and other local news organizations. And we'd like to hear and share your thoughts on this week's news and how it was reported. Join us on the next Cincinnati Edition for our weekly news review, Friday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.